Would you introduce yourself, please?
Hi, I'm Claire Pommet, also called Pomme, which means apple in English. And I'm a 26 years old French singer.
Were you happy when you realized your last name could also be a really good, like, you know, single, you know, your prince or whatever?
Yeah, I was really happy. Yeah. In fact, my friends used to call me Pomme. So I was like, oh, this feels really natural. And this is going to be my artist name. And it's really nice to have like a different artist name than your actual name, because then you can try not to turn crazy.
And are you ready for all the people that are going to call you Pomme and Pommy?
Yeah.
And Poem and
Pom? I'm ready for everything that the
you're ready, for everything they're going to give you.
Yeah.
So let's see. It looks to me like first album was 2017.
Yes.
Then there was another one 2019.
Yeah.
Then the latest one looks like your first live shows.
Actually, I started playing shows in pubs when I was like 16 in Lyon, in my hometown, which is like the second biggest city of France, Lyon. And I used to be paid in beers, and people used to pay like €2 to come like see me sing in as a support act for rock bands from my high school when I was 16.
Feminine, not making fun, not being facetious, but feminism, women's rights, queer movements. That's all. That's we could unpack that for the rest of the time we're talking.
Yeah.
And yet that's all people pick up.
Yeah, that's
the internet. It's like, you represent that. It's like, oh, come on.
Yeah, it's
you can't big. go a little deeper. You can't do a little more than that.
Yeah, it's big.
So we're going to get there. And English language songs, which is kind of interesting, but I mean, do you, you know, you want to conquer the world, right?
Actually, I don't know if I want to conquer the world, but I've been loving some English music since I'm a kid, and I don't know why, because my parents are very French, and like I used to listen to a lot of country and folk music when I was like a teenager, and nobody else was listening to this kind of music. And I think when I was 14, I asked a friend of mine whose dad was really a fan of music, and he had a room like this at his house with like a lot of CDs and 45 vinyls and everything. And I asked if he could give me a USB key. I don't know how to say that in English, but like a
drive, yeah.
Yeah, a drive with like female singers singing with guitars, because I loved playing the guitar and I loved female singers. And he gave me this drive with Dolly Parton and like John Baez and Emmylou Harris. Yeah, I was just listening to this on repeat, and I was like monomaniac on this. And I was starting to read like country music history and like bluegrass history and stuff. So yeah, I don't know if I want to conquer the world, but I definitely have like a taste for English, like anglophone music. And as English is like the most speaked language in the world, I guess I
have, unfortunately
I you know, I just I wanted to, one of my goals was to sing in French in non-French speaking countries, and that's what I'm trying to do, and not only English speaking countries.
Formal training, university, I don't know anything.
I was in a children choir for 10 years. It was like it was not something linked to school. It was really like a choir that you went to apart from school, and you had to do like a little audition to be part of the choir. And I stayed 10 years, like from 8 until 18, and that's where I learned to sing and like to breathe and to like put my voice in the right way. And also my parents, they're not musicians, but they are really music lovers, and they they put us in like technical music school. Like we would go to normal school, but also we had like music lessons, like theory music lessons, my brothers and sisters and I. So I learned to play the cello, and I learned to sing in a choir. So I had like kind of a classical learning of music. I had this chance because it's a privilege, and like I was at that time, we didn't feel like it was a privilege when we were kids, because we were like, oh no, we're going to this music theory stuff. But then when I grew up and knew that I wanted to be a singer, I was so happy that I had the chance to do this, actually.
And was there a music scene in Lyon, or did you find your way to the big city?
There was
the bigger city,
yeah,
I should say.
There was a music scene in Lyon, but at that time when I was a teenager, Lyon was not really cool. Like, people were kind of a bittersweet, like bitter, do you say that in English? Like,
sure.
Yeah, there were, I remember I was really young and I was singing in pubs and everyone was like, she won't do it, blah, 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 blah. It wasn't really nice 10 years ago, so I actually quickly went to Paris when I was 17.
It's really, I mean, you know, if you're trying to compete against Paris, in almost any place in the world, it's kind of hard to do that.
Yeah.
You know, you can do it in New York, you can do it in London, you can do it here. But then, you know, you can do it in Berlin.
Yeah.
But then when you get anywhere below that.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard.
I think it's kind of hard. It's true. And I think it's changing now. And like now there are some really cool smaller cities in France and in Quebec and even in the US probably. That then you can live and like try to build a career in smaller cities, but at that time 10 years ago it wasn't really easy if you didn't live in London or Paris or LA, I guess.
Was there a moment that you remember knowing, you know, this is what I'm going to be doing?
It's a long time ago and I didn't I didn't tell people about this until late, but I think this moment is when I'm around 13 or 14. It's when I start playing the guitar, because I was playing the cello and I realized I couldn't really sing and play the cello. I could, but it was really hard and it wasn't like the pop way of doing things or the folk way of doing things. So I started learning guitar by myself. And then I was like, oh, if I'm starting playing the guitar and singing and writing songs, maybe it's because I want to be a singer. And it was kind of a secret for me. And like, I didn't really tell anyone. And it's funny because I finally told myself and people when I started owning, like when I started making a living with my music when I was like 19 or 20. But before that, I definitely wanted to be a singer. And it was like written in my mind and in my soul. And I was like, I want to do this. Since I was 13 or 14, but I didn't tell anyone. I was just doing stuff. I was doing concerts and writing songs. I was just making. I wasn't telling anyone.
It's an interesting secret to keep.
Yeah.
So when you look at all those years, do you look back and go, holy moly, this is amazing, insane? Or do you go, you know, I did what I needed to do to get here? Because those are two very different ways of thinking about it.
I think that's pretty much a mix between those two ways of thinking about all of it. Because I knew that I would find a place, like I would find somewhere and I would find myself in this, like in the music industry. But also I didn't know that it would be in this way. And what is quite funny with my career is that I released the first album that I don't really like. So the French Grammys, I got them with my second album. And that was not planned. Like when I was 13 or 14 thinking about being a musician and like dreaming of making a living with this, I probably would have dreamt of going to the French Grammys. But then everything was so chaotic, like everything was so messed up, and it was quite a long ride for me. Whereas for some people, it takes like 3 years now because you have like TikTok and like the internet and like Instagram and everything. And I started at a time where this didn't exist. So
me too.
Yeah. So when I arrived at the French Grammys, it was quite fucked up for me. And At that time, I don't remember having thought about this because it's too long time ago. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like I started working so early and it was so long between those first gigs when I was 16 and the French Grammys like 2 years ago. It's almost,
it's crazy. Yeah,
10 years. So it's both, I guess. It's like, oh my God, what the like why I am here. It's amazing. And also it's like, yeah, but I've worked for 10 years to be here. So it's a mix.
Loving yourself, getting closer to yourself, finding your audience, finding your truth, right? Yeah. Again, 72.6 of the artists that are female, that are out there, have been through a lot.
Yeah.
In their childhood. These three topics are just like encyclopedia topics.
Yeah.
What does this all mean? What is the real point of this?
I guess my music is really about my deep feelings. So sometimes my deep feelings are about feminism or queer stuff, but sometimes they're not because I'm...
Thank you.
You know, like, because I'm like a whole human being. And France is really fake about all this because like they pretend everyone like they...
Everybody's cool.
Yeah, everybody's cool. Media are cool with this and like politics are cool with this. But actually they're not because they're obsessed with like gender identity and like sexual identity.
To a point of that it almost becomes irrelevant because they're spending so much time on it.
Yeah.
That they're turning it into a... I was like, okay, you're trans. Cool. Right. And it turns into a trend instead of having actual, real, important meaning.
Yeah, yeah. France is really not ready for all those topics, and like it's. I've accepted that I'm often reduced to these subjects because like it's okay for me. Because yes, it's true that sometimes in my songs, I'm like a queer woman, so sometimes. When I write about my deep feelings, there's a sense of this, but it's really not only about this, and I hope my art is about a way larger spectrum of subjects. So, yeah, I talk about anxiety and like fear of judgment and about being confident or not confident and about being a human being.
So when did you know that you could write songs? And do you know yet?
Yeah, I think I know. That's something I know. There are so many things that I don't know yet about myself, but I know that I can write songs, and that more than something that I can do, it's something that I need to do. I need to write songs, and I've been writing songs since I was a kid. Not proper songs when I was a kid, but it was my way of communicating emotions, because I've been really bad at telling my emotions, like having conversations.
Isn't that the best catharsis? Isn't that just a great way to...
Yeah, that's really nice. And I'm really lucky that I'm able to, like express my emotions in this way. But I think my first proper songs come from my teenage years, like around 15, 16, because before that I was writing songs. I wrote a song for my rabbit when I was like 8 because he was dead and I was really sad. But it's like not like a song. It's like words and melodies and it's probably a 1 minute piece.
But do you remember some lines from that song?
Yeah, I remember. I remember it.
Go, come on.
It's in French, but like in English it says like, because my rabbit's name was Poppins, just like Mary Poppins.
Oh.
Yeah, and he was white. And so like the lyrics in English would go like, Poppins, you were so soft. You couldn't live until November 8th, 2004. Yeah.
I bet you this is the first and last time anybody asks you to tell them the song about your rabbit.
Yeah, in English.
Hearing that song.
Yeah.
It makes me very, very, very uncomfortable.
Which song? Very Bad?
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
Makes me very... In a good way, though.
Yeah.
I like that it makes me feel uncomfortable. You know, how did you decide to treat that more lightly than a... You've got to be kidding me.
I think it's like... It's a pattern and like it's like a society subject. Like it's... Because... We keep not wanting women to grow old. I think we have this image of men being in their like their best shape when they're like 50 and like women when they're 25. So There's in
you mean mentally also?
No, physically, like in movies, in the media, and
wow,
like,
that's interesting.
Yeah, how we in the way we
good to know.
Yeah, in the way we
good to know.
No, but that's really not true. But like in the way we see women in the media, it's just like, you know, in the movies, like women when they play like 40-year-old women, like it's women. It's really younger women that play 40-year-old women. And like we have this relationship with age, with women's age and also men's age, which is really weird. And when I was 16, I kept being like asked to go out with like really, really older boys. And I had this really toxic relationships with like older boys. Because when you're like a 16-year-old girl, you're really not ready to go out with like 30-year-old boys, you know.
No way.
And there is this obsession of women youth in the society in general. And yeah, so very bad is a way of addressing a special relationship that I had, but it's also about so many different relationships and like so many different stories that I heard and that I witnessed. And I think there's just a huge misconception of women's age, and like I feel like we don't want women to age. Actually, we just want them to be like 25 forever, and like and look 25 forever as it was possible. And this song is more deep than it appears. But yeah, it's kind of a funny song because I'm being mean in the song, and I say you looked very bad when I saw you, because it's just that these men, they just have this physical subjects in mind. It's just about physical when it's just about how these women look and like women being young and being beautiful and being thin and everything. So I guess I wanted to take the counterfeit of this, and like, I don't know. I was just, it was funny for me to write this song. It was really like a nice song to write. And it felt like something had gone away from me. And it's a story from a long time ago. So I was just like, oh, I remember this guy. He was so much like older than me, and he shouldn't have even like seen me in this way.
So
you know?
I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich.
Ooh.
And what it is two of your songs on the outside, and then songs by others in between.
Mm.